Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
En podcast fra Podplay.
I just couldn't do it anymore. I drank more than an army of people. I started, and again, I started very young. My family's all Irish, Irish-American, and so it was kind of part of our thing. And for me, it was more of just getting myself healthy. I want to be here. I want to, like you said, I want to be Rob Halford. I want to be Alice Cooper, 76, out there playing music.
Gammel Maiden. Ja, hei, Sandu. Tusen takk for at du fremdeles med meg på denne reisa mi her, der jeg prater med folk om inspirasjon. Maiden og alt det andre da. Alkohol for eksempel, det blir det litt av nå. Og snakk om å få fordommene sin knust altså. For her hadde altså, vokalisten i Five Finger Death Punch. Du har jo sett den, ikke sant? Han har tatoveringer i trynet. Hvor mange er som har det? Da forventer du en type. Og jeg har hørt ordet drittsekk nevnt i samme ordelag som navnet Ivan Moody, som står det med sånn knokejernmikrofon, og det blir litt sånn, ja, jeg ser for meg en fyr som er klar til å dra fram balltre når som helst og knus trynet mitt, rett og slett. Og så kommer jeg inn backstage på Trondheim Rocks, det står tre sånne sofa der, og han inviterer meg ned i den ene ved siden av seg selv. Det veldig få så store artister som vil ha journalisten så nært. Men det var null stress da. Og han var sånn der, if you need anything, just let me know. Veldig sånn amerikansk måte å prate på. Og så var han så hyggelig. Jeg ble charmert i senk av den her blodtøffe, veldig lave da. Han ikke noe høy, Ivan Moody, men han har sånn muskeltryne, hvis du skjønner hva jeg mener. Og da blir jeg litt skremt. Men her var det null stress. Så bare kos deg med de her minutterne da, som jeg fikk med Ivan Moody. Minutter som da knust mitt inntrykk av frontmann i Five Finger Death Punch på en veldig fin måte. Kos deg med Ivan.
Hallo, Torkild Torsvik her på Trondheim Rocks backstage med Ivan Moody fra Five Finger Death Punch. Ivan, how are you doing after 2 weeks on tour now?
Yeah, a little over that. Yeah. Still adjusting the time, but it's always something we look forward to, especially this part of the world. I love it over here.
Yeah, you told us when we came in there, you love Norway and Scandinavia. Why?
It's a powerful place, let's just put it that way, especially when it comes to music. You guys look at art and music over here very differently than most places. You're very sincere about it, and the passion and the love is there. Every time I've ever been on stage out here, it's an energy. It's almost electric. You walk out there and you feel like you're vibrating right out of the gate, so it's really fun.
Sweden Rock yesterday? Yeah. How was that?
Intense. It was great, man. It's like, because there's a different element, a different attitude to every crowd. And so you can't walk into each, and this is a key for all of you bands out there, they're up and coming. Every audience is different. And again, they relate differently, they see things differently. Sweden Rock we played years ago, but to get back there, and now that I'm sober, it's a different idea, it's a different mentality. And to walk out there and feel that energy when they're clapping and every lyric is coming back in my face, and it's really intense.
Yeah, talking about sobriety, do you like feel audiences and concerts and the band in your back and everything different while being sober?
Yes, absolutely. I think especially when you listen to music, it's almost like you turn into a tuning fork, right? Like it vibrates through you and it hits everybody different, right? When you're intoxicated, all of those channels, those frequencies are shut off. So it doesn't resonate as much. And there are so many shows in the past that I can't remember because I was more concerned with getting drunk and being up there and instead of enjoying what I'm doing and enveloping and embracing the audience. And so now I feel like I get to be a part of that energy instead of just being shielded and here I am, I'm a rock star, watch me, I'm gone. You know, I want to be in there. You know, I'm a fan of music first and foremost, so I definitely want to be on the same playing field, so to speak.
Do you have a special ability to get the crowd sing your tunes and do what you want them to do? And here in this area of Norway, we have a lot of music doing the same thing. So this crowd, I think you will you will pump them tonight. But how do you do that? Have you always been a guy like that with the audience, with that ability?
You know, I don't know what other people would say about this, but I don't say that's me. I go out there, I'm nervous. I don't, again, I don't know how everybody else does it, but I'm kind of scared. You know, it's not a movie. Once I walk out on that stage, it's go. Every mistake, every flaw, every moment, somebody grabs, you know, and I still remember being a kid and watching somebody from afar and that hitting me. And so the energy that I'm getting back from them really dictates on how I perform a lot of the time. And again, places like Sweden Rock yesterday and today here and then Finland on Sunday. It's such a moment. The electricity is so deeply vibrating, you know. So I don't really think it's me, to be honest. I think it's the anticipation, you know. You say, again, when I was a kid, I'd buy a ticket for a concert and it'd be on my refrigerator for like 2 or 3 months, right? And every day I'd look at it and be like, oh, I can't wait. So by the time you get to the show, you're already on fire, right? Wow. And so no matter what I do, you're ready. And so for me, it's just giving you back what you're giving me. It's really kind of it's a gift. It's nice. It's a give and take, if you will.
And is it possible to compare the audiences in Europe and in the US? Because there you have this thing about the veterans and a lot of nostalgia. And do you the same thing with the European audience? Or
absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, America is America, and without getting too far into it, there are a lot of things out there, things, politics especially, that we're dealing with. And we're still learning as we go. As a country, I can say that. The veterans is something I've always done because of my grandparents. They were our Army and Marines. And so for me, that's basically me giving back to the way I was raised. However, when you're over here, again, the art, the music, it's almost bigger than religion. You know, it to a degree, it is its own religion. And so over here, there's no room for that. People come here to experience the music. It's an event. It's something you've been anticipating. And again, it's a way of life. Where over there, it's more of a release. Like it's a, let's go see this band and feel like we're part of it. And here, it's more of being, oh God, how do you even put it? It's night and day. It really is. It's two complete polar opposite crowds. So again, you never walk into two crowds doing the same, right? Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Must be nice then to first do Europe and then go back to US and there, and you maybe feel that you're not doing the same again?
Yes, it is. And I don't mind saying that. I would have preferred to start here all the time. And, you know, we tour Europe so seldomly, and we'd love to be here a lot more. That every time we come here, we try to elevate our show, whether it's lights, whether it's the songs, it's just everything. Because again, we get over here so fair and far and few between that when we are here, and this is something else, European magic is what we call it. Everything from Rammstein and Accept and Halloween to, you know, European bands, there's a different vibe. You know, so you don't come over here with that American cockiness like, oh, well, we're going to stomp ass. No, because you will get your ass handed to you. These bands are very, very passionate about the music and that side of it. And so, again, to be, and I am going to say it, to be like Americanized coming over here will never work. Don't do that. Don't do that.
The last time I saw you in Oslo, you played with Megadeth as a support band. And they are legends. What kind of music inspired you to become a singer in a band?
I mean, everybody says this, but it's very true. My family, my grandmother was a country singer. My grandfather was into like barbershop music, you know, like the guys that boob da bop da boob. Yeah. And my mom was into like The Doors and Fleetwood Mac. And my dad was into Yes and The Who and Elton John. And so I had a very open mic, so to speak, when it came to music. For me personally, The Misfits really turned me on to like punk rock. Like that was my first exploration, right? Because I was like 9, 10 years old. And then, of course, Danzig. But when I was very young, metal was more like Merciful Fate, Violence. Again, Halloween, I loved them, Exodus, Nuclear Assault. That was my experience of metal. And those are all European, right? Well, I mean, mine is Violence. So it was different, which, by the way, is also the attraction that I have with Zoltan. When he first caught up to me and said, hey, I'd like you to join my band, listening to his sweeps and the European style, the class act that he is, having that style, nothing like that in America. You know, they're all blues players, and which I grew up on. I love that, but to have that style difference really changed me. Sorry, I'm going all the way around this, but I don't know, man. I think I have to say that Metallica, Slayer. I mean, those were really my two big ones. Megadeth. The first album I ever had of Megadeth was So Far, So Good, So What. Because I was a little bit younger, right? Yeah. So everybody else was into Peace Sells and that. But for me, it was So Far, Goes So Good, So What. And then Rest in Peace. To walk out on stage each night and know that Megadeth was in front of us. I don't like saying opening for. It's dangerous. But they were in front of us. I was just sitting on the side going, holy shit. Wow. You know? So we played with them last night. And we opened for them last night at Sweden Rock. And again, you know, Dave is a class act. He's one of the big four, right? Him and Anthrax and Slayer and Metallica. So anytime you get a chance to even play with them, it's majestic.
Yeah. I know Zoltan is a huge fan of Iron Maiden, and I got this podcast about inspirations like this that's called Gammal Maiden, because that was my first crush in a metal band.
Which album?
My first crush was The Number of the Beast.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And I always, if it's okay with you, I always ask artists that I meet this question. Do you remember the first time you heard Iron Maiden?
Power Slave.
Ah, okay.
That was my first. Ace is High. My uncle, I totally remember it. He was in the basement and he had just gotten it. And I had heard Number of the Beast in that, but again, I was a little younger. But I heard that, live, live to fly, live to fly, fly to live, and I'm upstairs, I'm like, what is that? That is so cool. And then, you know, Peace of Mind and stuff like that. But Power Slave was really my, that was my introduction. The Doors Open. But I absolutely remember it. Iron Maiden's like Motorhead and Iron Maiden. Come on, man. You can't listen to metal without loving those bands. I should have said Iron Maiden earlier. I'm sorry. Sorry.
And now we're sitting here and Alice Cooper is playing in the background.
Look at this. So today I arrived. I got this. And Alice Cooper gave me this. I don't even know what I'm gonna do with
it. It's
that.
A riding whip, isn't it, for riding a horse or something?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like
a maybe other stuff.
Yeah.
And but, what's the deal with the stuff that's yours?
No, this is his cane. He uses it, and he gave it to me for my mom, which is weird. But for my mom. Now I'm thinking about it. Wait a minute. No, but my first vinyl records ever were Men at Work, Business as Usual. Styx, Kilroy's here, and Alice Cooper, Welcome My Nightmare. My mother is the biggest Alice Cooper fan you've ever met. And so this is the first time I've ever played with him. And I'm doing this interview with you, but as soon as we're done, I'm going out there. Like, I'm all about it, so.
Yeah, so let's wrap it up. But I spoke to him on the phone last year, and he's 76
is he really?
Years old. And I, how do you do this? Okay, I quit smoking, drinking in the 80s, and I got this beautiful wife, and voila, that's your recipe.
I never smoked, and I quit drinking 40 years ago, and my wife is the greatest wife ever. She's gorgeous.
What do you do to get this going, this thing going, until you're 76 years old from now, Ivan Moody?
I heard somebody say, you never let the old man in. In other words, I'm not opening the door for old to come in. Like, it's when I'm ready, sure, but for right now, it's off. Like Rob Halford, Judas Priest. I should have said them first. That is probably my staple all-time favorite metal band. And look at Rob Halford. He looks and acts like he's 25 years old. He sings like he's 20. It's incredible. You just don't let the old person come in. Keep him outside.
Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
TrippelTex et fleksibelt regnskapsprogram som passer perfekt for nettbutikker.
Og søvebønder.
Og kiropraktere.
Og maskinutleire.
Og advokater.
Ja, TrippelTex passer veldig bra for alarmselskaper.
Og regnskapsførere selvfølgelig.
Og begravelsesbyråer. Kondolerer.
Og selvfølgelig elektriker.
Ja, du har sikkert skjønt det nå, at alle slags små og store bedrifter får det de trenger hos TrippelTex, hele Norges regnskapsprogram. Prøv gratis på TrippelTex.no.
You're listening to a podcast. I'm Bruce Dickinson. You're not. And you're listening to Gamal Maiden.
Tonight, in front of all these crazy people from the middle part of Norway, lots of drinking. And do you have a problem with that, being around people drinking after your period with that?
No. At first I did, of course, because like anything else, you got to separate yourself. But no, it's a part of life. It is. People enjoy themselves, and everybody's different. You know, special little snowflakes. I just couldn't do it anymore. I drank more than an army of people. I started very young. My family's all Irish, Irish-American, and so it was kind of part of our thing. And for me, it was more of just getting myself healthy. I want to be here. I want to, like you said, I want to be Rob Halford. I want to be Alice Cooper, 76, out there playing music. And the way I was going, there was no way I was going to make that. So I love watching people have a good time, as long as they don't hurt somebody else in the process.
Mm-hmm. And now you're out on a huge tour here, and you're going back to the U.S. You have this new single with DMX. That's really cool. And what's happening next for Five Finger?
Stay tuned.
Lips are sealed. Thank you very much.
My brother.
And... have a nice concert.
Thank you, Tuck. This is rad.
Tuck.
Gammal Maiden med Torkel Torsvik, en podcast fra Radio Rock.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.
Nyttårssalget i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.